The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We're heading for trouble. And then, once we spot it, we can shoot it down and keep you safe. That's what we do here on The Danger Zone, where we're joined each week by David Trainer, president of New Constructs. New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. It creates those evaluations by starting in on stocks it evaluates, also on ETFs and mutual funds it evaluates, from the bottom up. It works from the footnotes level up, and that sometimes helps it find stocks where the picture from the top down, the way most people look, is misleading. Misleading typically is dangerous. Now, of course, sometimes it finds things that are perhaps looking better from the bottom up than they do the top down. That can be something that is particularly attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, you want to check out their list of the most attractive and most dangerous companies. You want to get more information on their Danger Zone picks because they blog about them. Go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Acadia Healthcare.
Danger, danger.
Acadia Healthcare. It's ticker symbol ACHC. It's a stock that's trading a little bit more than $50 a share. What's the problem here that makes this stock dangerous?
It's a roll-up scheme where we're seeing net income and EPFs go up where cash flows are actually going down. This is just a classic Wall Street deal where you got a company going around doing a lot of acquisitions. They do so with an expensive currency or an overpriced stock so that as long as they're buying a stock with a lower PE than what they have, the acquisition looks accretive from an accounting perspective, no matter how much they pay for it. So they're running around looking like winners on the superficial level, looking under the surface, cash flows are going in the tank.
What is it that you find in the footnotes in a roll-up scheme? Because that, of course, means you got lots of acquisitions, so you got lots of goofiness that can show up in the footnotes. So what is it that you find in the footnotes that makes you go, hey, the top-line stuff, it's not telling you the true picture here?
Some of it's fairly easy just because it's not even in the footnotes. You just got to look at the balance sheet, Chuck. I mean, you know, the balance sheet tells you the real story of what the acquisition costs. And if you're relying only on the income statement, you're not getting the true story. Even worse, these guys focus on adjusted EBITDA. So this kind of gets a little bit to corporate governance, right? So adjusted EBITDA, or non-GAAP earnings for these guys, it looks great. It's positive and rising. Looks terrific. Looks even better than the GAAP net income, of course. And so the real issue here is you've got managers that are going to make money doing an acquisition no matter the economic consequences of that acquisition, Chuck. Because EBITDA ignores the balance sheet, everything related to it. Right, and they also adjust their EBITDA to exclude equity-based compensation, all the transaction costs related to acquisitions, gains and losses on foreign currency. Anyway, it's a quote-unquote, well, it's an adjusted number to make it easy for executives to get paid, as we've talked about in the past. So what I'm saying here is that you've got a business where there's a big disconnect between earnings and cash flow. You've got a management team that is incentivized, honestly, to exploit that disconnect and to increase it. And so they're likely to put the pedal to the metal to get as paid as much as they can in a short amount of time, which, look, that's what everybody on Wall Street does, right? Until this thing blows up. And when it blows up, I'm not sure. A lot of times the risk to our Danger Zone picks has been what we like to call stupid money risk. Somebody comes along and pays a ridiculous amount of money, like Microsoft and LinkedIn, Salesforce.com, and Demandware. But because Acadia is an acquirer, we're not really sure there's anyone out there who's going to acquire them.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you have the acquirer, you have a much tougher time finding somebody to buy that business because you have a bunch of other things in there. You have a bunch of things that you then have to divest or what have you typically, and that doesn't make for a great deal. So what could be a catalyst here?
When they run out of acquisitions, you know, they're not going to be able to put up the earnings growth. There are a lot of regulations that are making it more and more difficult for these guys to do business. And depending on how things turn out in the upcoming election, you know, they may lose some of the benefits they got from the Affordable Care Act, which allowed great expansions and coverage with respect to mental health and substance abuse. So, you know, that could go away on the margin. That's just additional risk. And we're always kind of counting up the risks when you got a valuation as expensive as this, right? You always like to know, well, what do I mean by that? So to justify the current price of $56, they've got to grow profits, right? That's after-tax cash flow, free cash flow, whatever you want to call it, by 14% compounded annually for over 12 years, where we've seen those numbers actually going down. In fact, I believe free cash flow has been a negative $2.8 billion, right? So their NOPAT is actually, between 2011 and 2015, they had negative $3.4 billion in cash flow. In the last 12 months, negative $2.8 billion in cash flow. Yet the stock price implies profits will grow at 14% compounded annually for 12 years. We think that sets up for bad risk reward.
And if you had to come up with a price that is more of a target price than the current $52 a share?
We think you can cut this thing in half. Look, if you assume that they grow NOPAT by 12%, but we only do it for like a little less than a decade, you're talking under $30 a share. Right? So, I mean, it's just like a slight cutback in expectations really from where they already are, and it's a big downside, right? That's definition of bad risk reward.
Absolutely. It's Acadia Healthcare, ticker symbol ACHC. It is the pick from David Trainer and the team at New Construct for the Danger Zone. Currently trading in the 50s. David says it's worth more like the high 20s, something in that range. That, of course, would be dangerous. If you want to learn more, go to newconstructs.com. You can learn about their pick this week, about any of their past picks, and you can learn more about how they do their research. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it, Chuck.
Remember, too, that beyond newconstructs.com, you can follow them on Twitter. They're at newconstructs. All right, up next, we'll be talking with Joseph Schuster from IPOX Schuster about IPOs. That's coming up when the Monday, July 18th edition of Money Life continues in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.